Well, today we're visiting with some of the tops of the class of 2014 at Audubon High School. We have four young ladies visiting with us today, and you are?
Olivia Clucking.
Olivia, tell us about your family.
I have five siblings. I have an older sister who's 23, and she's an RN. I have two older brothers. They're both in the military, and I have two younger brothers that are twins, and they're in fifth grade yet.
Oh, excellent. Well, let's talk a little bit about schoolwork. What did you enjoy here at Audubon?
I enjoyed a lot of my classes and just working with a lot of teachers. We have a lot of excellent teachers.
No classes in particular that really kind of stoke the fire?
I like chemistry a lot.
Okay. So. All right. What about teachers? Say 10 years from now, you're at a class reunion, visiting with some of your friends that you haven't seen in a while. What teachers will you still be talking about?
We'll probably still be talking about Miss Madsen. She's our English teacher. She does a lot of our dual credit, and probably Mrs. Jessen, who does our dual credit for chemistry.
Okay. Why them? Is there something special about them?
They have really easygoing personalities, are really good to work with, and they really know their stuff, and they can really good teachers.
Talk about your extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
I've done basketball and volleyball, and I did a couple years of track, and I did dance team and just a lot of like student senate and class officer stuff and National Honor Society.
Well, you're pretty busy. Did you set out when you started high school to try as many things as you could?
I suppose. I just figured you might as well try it all, figure out what you like and what you don't like, and that'll only help me decide later on what I want to do.
Sure. Leave no stone unturned. Yep. Do you have a favorite among those things?
Probably volleyball is my favorite. Okay. I really love the sport. So.
Okay. What about accomplishments? When you look back on your high school time, what will you be most proud of?
Probably just doing and trying everything. I really liked getting involved with the sports and the teamwork there. But I've also liked leading just within, like, the class and organizing stuff like that.
Okay, excellent. Well, what's in the future for you? Where are you going to be this fall?
I will be at Northwest Missouri State University, and I'll be studying business management.
Okay. Why'd you choose Northwest?
It was kind of a smaller town feel, yet I wasn't quite ready for a big city. And it was a really great size campus, and they have really great programs like rent books and computers, which definitely cut down a lot of cost.
Okay. And why'd you choose that course of study? Is that something you've been looking at a long time?
We have a family business. We're farming, and that's always just kind of been an interest, just in case someone's going to have to take over when my mom is ready to be done. So just have a backup there and stay within the family.
Okay, excellent. Well, talk to those eighth graders. Give them some advice now that you've been through 4 years of high school. What do they need to know so they do it right?
Definitely try everything. There will be something that you'll absolutely fall in love with. There, you will not completely hate high school as much. It's not that bad. And, you know, just study hard and you'll be all right.
All right, excellent. Olivia, thank you very much. Good luck to you in the down the road.
Thank you.
All right. That's Olivia Clucking. We're going to move on now, and we're going to visit with another student.
Bailey Nelson.
Bailey, tell us about your family.
I have one younger sister, Casey, who is in eighth grade, and then my mom is a pharmacist, and my dad works at a bank in Carroll.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about schoolwork for you. Are there any classes that you particularly enjoyed?
I really enjoy my math and science classes, so this year that would be calculus and then also chemistry. And I also enjoyed my anatomy class my junior year.
It sounds like you picked out all the tough classes. Do those kind of things come easy for you?
I think math and science, that's always just what I've been interested in, and so I guess what I'm interested in, I probably do better at.
Okay. Well, let's talk about teachers then. What teachers will you be talking about down the road?
Definitely my advisor, Mrs. Hawkins. I haven't really had her for any other classes besides gym, but she is just somebody who you can always go to with any problems you have. Just always friendly and upbeat. As far as other teachers, definitely Miss Jessen and Miss Madsen. They've taught a lot of the college classes. And then also Mr. Conkler with calculus. You can always go to any of those with any questions you have, and they're always willing to help you.
Okay. You should have just told me I love them all.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
I've been involved in basketball, volleyball, dance team, student senate, class officers, and National Honor Society.
Do you have a favorite?
Definitely volleyball for sports, and then I just like being a class officer for the for, I guess, senior class and just being a leader.
Okay. Did you want to take on a leadership role when you started high school? Was that a goal you set?
I don't know if it was. I don't think it was as a freshman, but as I got older, I just found myself enjoying it more and more, and it just, I think it just helped me and just in everything. So,
do you have any accomplishments that you will look back on proudly?
Probably not a specific one, but I'm glad I stayed involved. And
well, let's talk about the future then. Where will you be this fall?
I will be attending the University of Iowa, the nursing program there.
Okay. Why'd you choose Iowa?
I've always been a big Hawkeye fan since I was little, so I'm sure that has a little bit to do with it. But they also have an excellent nursing program there. It's very competitive, and I wanted to push myself in college, and so that's why I chose Iowa.
Is nursing something you've always wanted to do?
I actually did some job shadowing last summer because I was unsure. I knew I wanted to do something in the health field. I job shadowed a nurse practitioner in Manning and absolutely fell in love with it. And so I set my goal for there and decided to go to Iowa.
Give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know?
I guess just kind of like Olivia said, stay involved. Really try out your classes. 4 years flies by, so just take it all in and have no regrets.
Very good. Bailey Nelson, thank you very much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Okay, and who's next?
Emma Conkler.
Okay. Emma, tell us about your family.
I have a younger brother who's in second grade and a younger sister who's a freshman. My dad's a teacher here at Audubon, and my mom's a medical assistant in Xyra.
Okay, so they keep close tabs on you here at school. Well, let's talk a little bit about your schoolwork then. What classes did you like most?
Chemistry and calculus have been a lot of fun because math and science are my favorite subjects.
I hear that a lot from kids, math and science, favorite subjects. It didn't used to be that way. Why has that changed? Why do you guys like that so much?
I don't know. Like, the writing classes in English, they just have, like, there isn't really, like, set answers, and that's kind of harder. I don't know. I like math and science. There's an answer you're looking for.
You like absolutes. Yeah. Okay, very good. What about teachers? Any favorites?
Probably Mr. Dammel. He makes everything fun, but yeah, it's like you learn at the same time. And he's been my track coach forever, so yeah, that's been fun.
Yeah, makes a big difference there, too. Well, let's talk a little bit about extracurricular activities then. What else have you been involved in?
Volleyball, basketball, track, NHS, and then I've done softball and swim team in the past.
Okay. You have a favorite?
Probably either volleyball or track.
Do you like team types of things? Because it seems like a lot of the things you're talking about aren't necessarily individual things. There are a lot of team things.
Yeah, being on a team is awesome. We've had a great group of seniors, so that's always been kind of fun. I've liked track a lot. I'm actually going to run in college, so.
What, when you think back on your college or on your high school career later on, what will you be most proud of?
Probably qualifying for the Drake Relays my sophomore year. That was a lot of fun.
Well, let's look down the road then. What's up for you this fall?
I'll be attending Buena Vista University in Storm Lake.
Okay. Why did you choose BV?
They have nice facilities. It's small, and I'm going to be able to get a teaching degree very easily there. Okay. Because they've got, like, a lot of schools in the area you can work with.
Okay. So education's going to be your field of expertise?
Yep.
What point in your life did you decide that you wanted to go that route?
Just the past couple years. My dad's a teacher, so I've kind of watched what he does, and it just looks like something I want to do, and I can coach.
Interesting. Her dad's a teacher, and she never mentioned him as one of her favorites. Is that going to get you in trouble?
Oh, maybe.
He'll forgive you. He's your dad. He has to. Well, let's talk a little bit about the those eighth graders then. Give them some advice. What should they know?
Definitely take all the dual credit classes you can. That's going to help you and save you money when you go to college. Keep your grades up.
Very good. Good advice. Well, Emma Conkler, thank you very much. Good luck in your future.
Thank you.
And you are?
Allison Bloom.
All right, Allison. Tell us about your family.
My dad's a vet in Audubon. My mom's a certified accountant. I have an older sister who is getting registered to be a dietitian, an older brother who's studying at the University of Iowa, and then I have a younger brother who's a sophomore.
Excellent. Who's your favorite?
Plead the fifth.
Plead the fifth. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about your schoolwork then. What classes did you like?
I really liked my ag classes and my science classes.
Why? Is that something that's always been attractive to you, or did you just kind of find something that clicks?
Well, with my dad being a vet, I always ran calls with him when I was little, so I always kind of knew I wanted to be in the agriculture field. And then when we started getting into, like, life sciences and our science classes, that really got me interested. So then both ag and science have kind of helped me a lot.
Okay. It's just in your blood. You just can't help it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's talk about teachers then. What teachers did you like most?
Probably Mrs. Justin and Ms. Madsen, and then my ag teacher, Mrs. Elmquist.
I've had a lot of people mention the same teachers over and over again for years. Why is that?
I think those teachers always make an impact on their students, more so than some others, because they're fun and they will always find a way to help us out.
Let's talk extracurricular activities. What else have you been busy with when you're not helping your dad on call?
Volleyball. I've done both summer and winter swim team. Those are outside of school, but I've done track for a couple years. I'm in tennis this year, student senate, class officer, NHS, and FFA.
Wow, you are pretty busy. Do you have a favorite?
Probably swimming and FFA.
Well, those are a little different. Why those two?
I've been swimming since I was like 8, so it's just kind of something that I've always done, and it's something I can always go to whenever I need to just chill out and think. And FFA has given me a lot of opportunities, and it's helped me with public speaking, and it's just been a great opportunity to be in it.
Well, what's in your future then? Where are you going this fall?
I am going to Iowa State to double major in genetics and microbiology.
Oh, so you're taking easy classes.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Something like that. So what do you want to do with that then?
I want to do like swine genetic engineering to create better animals.
Oh,
healthier animals.
Okay. Well, I'll be looking forward to seeing that on the grocery shelves soon then. Talk about those eighth graders. Give them some advice. What should they know?
Probably what all the other girls said, like be involved and take all the classes you can. But also you need to have some time to chill out and have something that you can go to calm down and think so you don't get completely stressed out.
Very good. All right, Alice. Again, congratulations on what you've accomplished so far. Good luck in the future.
Thank you.
Very good. That's Olivia Clucky, Bailey Nelson, Emma Conkler, and Allison Bloom. They're some of the tops of the class of 2014 from Audubon High School.